The reading is from Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38. And that's on page 1042. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Right, thank you. Do please keep that passage open. We're looking carefully at that, and let's pray that God would help us as we look at his word. Dear Father, we thank you that you speak to us in your word, the Bible. And we pray you'd speak to our hearts today, that your Holy Spirit would help us to understand and to respond to what you are saying to us. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, here we are. We're into September, back to school, back to work, back into the routines, and everything starts up again, doesn't it? Everything starts up again at church at this time of year. And already I know how everybody is feeling. We're all feeling busy, 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 aren't we? Everyone is so busy. Life is so busy today. I'm sure that you feel that. It seems we spend our whole time rushing around from one thing to another. And I thought I'd just give us a little picture of how busy life can be. I've got someone who's going to help me. Where's Pippa's going to come and help me? Pippa, come and join me up here. So Pippa's going to show you a bit what a typical day is like for her and for many of you who are at school. So she starts the day lying in bed, having a nice rest. But she can't rest for long because it's time to wake up. Wake up, Pippa, because the day has started. It's up. It's very early. And quickly, it's time to have a wash. Have a wash. Okay, have a good wash. That's great. Now it's time to get dressed. Get dressed. Put your tie on. There you go. Yeah, that's right. And now you need some breakfast before you go. Quick, make sure you have a nutritious breakfast. Whatever you do, that's right, that's right. Now, no, quick, you've got to grab your school bag and run for the bus. Right, off you go. So off Pippa goes, running for the bus. Rush, rush, rush. And here she comes back again. The school's about to start. Pippa, come on, come on. Right, okay, right. And now you've got to, you've got your lessons. And so are you ready for, you've got maths, first of all. So do all those difficult calculations. Oh, brilliant. Oh, you're so brilliant. Great. Okay, put that down. And then you've got English. So pick up that the classic novel, which I hope you understand by now. Yeah, that's brilliant. And then, oh, it's time for lunch. Don't forget to have some lunch. Okay, grab your lunch, make sure you have some fruit, that's right. Yes, no time for that now, put that down, quick, because you've got to keep active, do some sport. Sport, is there any sports you can do as well? Quick, yeah, go out and play some sport, right? Okay, now it's time for your lessons again, and it's time for some science, do some science, you've got to investigate the world, yeah, that's brilliant. And then some geography, get colouring pencils out, yeah, that'll help you with geography, yeah, that's very good. And, right, okay, and, oh, no, it's quick, it's the end of the day, you've got to run for your bus again, get your bag, go on, off you go. Right, get the bus, is just leaving, oh, she's just on it, okay, right, off the bus at the other end, run back home. And it's time to do your homework. Great, do some homework, that's right. Work on that, those difficult questions, that's right. Oh, it's tea time. Quick, eat your tea. Brilliant. And just finish your tea in time because you've got to go swimming. Got your swimming lesson, don't forget your swimming lesson. That's right, put your goggles on. Oh, that's right, the strap's broken. Oh, don't worry about the strap, just swim with one arm, that's fine. And great, back home again and finish your homework. And last bit of homework, last few questions. And right, you've got to get enough sleep, Pippa. Come on, it's time for bed. Grab your teddy bear. And there you are. You see, that's a typical day. Well done, Pippa, thank you. There you go. And you see, many of you are at school and you're thinking, yes, that's it, that's my life. And all the extra things I have to fit in as well. And there's dancing and there's football and there's all the other extra stuff I try to fit in as well. And maybe you're at school and you think, oh, I just can't wait until I'm grown up. Because I look at the grown-ups around me and their lives, I'm sure, is much easier. And they don't have homework and stuff. But do you want to know what it's like being a grown-up? Well, Liz is going to come and show me here. And so Liz is going to be, let's put a teacher. So imagine, so here's Liz, and she's a teacher. What's it like being a teacher? So first she has to get up even earlier in the morning. So up you get, Liz, come on, up you get. And you need to, quick, come on, have a stretch, right? Make sure, have a wash. Get dressed. And there you go, get nice and smart. And have some breakfast. There's some breakfast there for you. And... And then, right now, you've got to take the children to school before you do your work. Can you drive the children to school? Right, there you go. And then drop them. Yeah, that's right. And now you've got to, don't forget your bag. Don't forget your bag, Liz. And then there's your bag, right? And then now you're at work and you're in the school. And now you've got to teach people and you've got to be inspiring. Be inspiring, and now you've got to be stern and disciplined, and then you've got to be sympathetic and kind and understanding. That's right. And now you've got to, don't forget to eat your lunch as well. That's right. And make sure you have some fruit. Okay, that's fine. And then you've got to rush to the supermarket quick because it's the end of the day, and you've got to, yes, that's right. Don't forget your bag. Okay, and pick up some things, and then pick up the kids as well on the way home. That's right. And then really get back, and then just don't forget to hang the washing up as well. Just hang that up. That's great. Could you cook some tea for the kids? That's right. Thank you. And there's a saucepan. I think it's a frying pan just there. That's right. Yeah. There you go. That looks very nutritious. Brilliant. And then could you help the kids with their homework? Well done. That's right. Just a little bit of understanding. Oh, they brilliant. And then you need to read a story to one of the children. Can you do that? There's a storybook there. That's great. And now it's very late. You do need your sleep, so it's time for you to go to bed. That's right. Brilliant. Oh, well done. Thank you very much indeed. We are all so busy, aren't we? Children, grown-ups, and maybe you think of your working life, or you go to the office, or maybe you're working at home, or wherever you are, and you're so busy, and you think, oh, well, dear, it'll be great. I can't wait till I retire. That'll be really nice. But do you know what happens? When I speak to people who are retired, do you know what they all say? They all say this. They all say, do you know, I never thought I'd be so busy, they say. They all say, we're busy, busy, busy the whole time. We all know what it means to be frantically rushing around. And that means we'll all know how Martha felt in that Bible passage that Angela read for us just now. Let's just remember what happens. Do you remember that Jesus is traveling with his disciples? They come to a village. They need somewhere to stay. And there's this woman who lives in the village. She's called Martha. She lives with her sister, Mary. And Martha opens her home for Jesus to come and eat, maybe to stay there overnight. And that's a brilliant thing to do. You know, the Bible says it's really important to welcome people into our homes so that they can share what we have. We can look after them. We can share a meal. We can make them feel at home and care for them. That's a wonderful thing to do that Martha did. I really hope that happens lots in our church, that we open our homes to one another and to others. But of course, once Jesus came in, there was loads to do. So Martha is dashing about. She's having to tidy up, and she's having to set the table, and she's having to kind of cook the meal, and she's sort of rushing from one thing to another. And while she's rushing around, she keeps noticing her sister Mary. And her sister Mary is doing nothing at all. Mary just sat there at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. Mary's just sitting there listening to Jesus. But Martha is busy, busy, busy. She's distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. You can imagine her going back to the kitchen and checking on the food, and then is that ready? And then noticing, oh, there's something missing from the table. I'll go and get that. And she trips over something and has to kind of tidy that away. And then, oh, no, a pan's boiled over in the kitchen. She has to go back and deal with that. And she's rushing about. And every now and again, she looks and she sees Mary, her sister Mary, just sitting there. And eventually she has to say something, and she thinks, I know, I'll get Jesus to say something here. He's what I need. And surely Jesus can see the problem here, Martha thinks. I'll get Jesus to say something to my sister. And so Martha says, Lord, Don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? You know, tell her to help me. And I think most of us would be on Martha's... We understand what Martha's saying, don't we? You know, there's so much to do. And we feel like that very often, don't we? Look, we're like Martha. We feel like the most important thing we have to do is just to keep going. Busy, busy, busy. We've got to keep dashing around. You've got to tick the next thing off your list. You've got to multitask if you can do that. Just don't stop whatever you do. Just got to keep going. Like Martha, we don't see how can Mary just sit there doing nothing, except she's not doing nothing. She's not doing nothing. And Jesus explains. Jesus says, Martha, Martha. I love the way he says that. His words are, it's a very kind thing he's saying to her. He's being gentle with her. He's not telling her off. He's putting her right. He can see that she's all wound up. So he says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. He can see exactly what's going on. But only one thing is needed. And maybe you can imagine Martha initially thinking, oh, what is it? I've forgotten something. There's one thing that's needed, and I've forgotten what it is. What is it? Is it to check the meat? No. Is it water on the table? No. Imagine Martha thinking, what do you mean, Jesus? What's the one thing that I need to do? I thought I'd remembered everything. And Jesus says, only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better. Mary has chosen what is better. And what is Mary doing? Remember, Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. And that is what Jesus wants Martha to understand, that while she's been rushing about, trying to do everything, she has failed to do the most important thing of all. She's forgotten the most important thing. It's a bit like somebody organising a big football tournament and not bringing the ball. You know, it's a bit like somebody planning the end of year school prom and not having any music arranged. And God is speaking to us in this passage, I think. He is saying something to busy, busy, busy people like us. He is saying, if we are so busy that we are not listening to Jesus, we have forgotten the most important thing of all. Wouldn't that be crazy? So busy, we're doing everything, but we're not doing the most important thing. Now, of course, we can't listen to Jesus in exactly the same way Mary did. He was there and she sat at his feet listening to him. But we can listen to him today as we open the Bible. He speaks to us today. His word is a living word. He speaks to us today by his Spirit as we read the Bible. And that means if we are so busy that we are not finding time to read the Bible, to listen to it, to think about what God is saying to us in his word, we have forgotten the most important thing of all. And I think that might be a real challenge for many of us because we're all so busy. I suspect it's true for a lot of us. It's just look at how Jesus describes what he says, how he describes Martha. He says, you are worried and upset about many things. Those words, worried and upset, they're words really that describe someone who's stressed. It's frantic because they're stressed about what's going on. And I think many of us are like that, aren't we? We feel that. We're worried and upset. We're stressed about so many things, about work and about our children and about money and about friends and about tomorrow and about next week and about our plans and about things that didn't work out and that thing that person said. And we're worried and we're stressed about all those things. We rush around. But we forget what is the most important thing of all. We can be forgetting the most important thing, to listen to him. And so I think it might be that what God is saying to us in this passage, to a number of us, I think what God is saying to us is, you've got to stop sometimes. You need to find time for the most important thing. The most important thing, listening to Jesus. Finding time to listen to his word in the Bible. It's the most important thing of all. And we're going to think a bit more about why that is. Why is it so important after we've sung our next song? So we're going to sing again. This next song tells us exactly what we need to remember. about God speaking to us through his word. So as the music begins, let's stand and we'll sing this together. Busy, busy, busy people. That's what we're like. Martha, you remember, she was so busy rushing around, doing so many things, but she had forgotten the most important thing of all, listening to Jesus. Could it be that we are like her? We're like her. We're worried and upset, busy and distracted and troubled by many things, rushing around, when actually only one thing is needed, the most important thing, sitting at the Lord's feet, listening to what he says. The way we do that is by opening our Bibles and listening carefully and humbly to God's word, thinking about how we should respond to him. Could it be that we're like that? Well, I want to encourage us to be people who listen to Jesus in his word, to be people who... Where are we? There we are. Too busy, too distracted. Who stop and listen to Jesus. We need to stop and listen to Jesus. And I want to give us some really good reasons why we should listen to Jesus. Why should we do that? It's all to do with who he is. Why should we listen to his word every day? Well, first, because Jesus made us. Look at this verse from Colossians 1. It says, Paul says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. In other words, the God we can't see, but became visible for us when he came into the world. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. By him, all things were created. He made everything. That's why we should listen to him, because he made us. Now, can anyone guess how I spent yesterday afternoon? Here's a clue. Anyone guess how I spent yesterday afternoon? Some adult in the building, doing DIY. And a little more specific than that. Somebody's got to recognise that little man. Yes, Rachel. Yeah, you've absolutely got it on the nail on the head, or with the little Allen key. It's the putting together flat pack furniture from IKEA. So that's right. And because that little man is the man who appears in the lengthy instruction manual for if you build anything that you get from IKEA. And so I opened this this box. It had loads of different pieces and little fixtures in bags and things. And on my own, I would have just had no... I'd have had loads of fun, but I don't know what would have been produced. But I have to say, I did very carefully go through these instructions kindly provided by the people of IKEA, and I only made two mistakes, and I was able to go back and rectify them. You need to follow the maker's instructions, don't you? We know that in so many things, that we need to follow the instructions if we're going to understand how things work right. Well, Jesus made us. He made us. He made you and me. And that, what does that mean? Just think about it. If Jesus made you and me, he knows you inside out. He knows you better than any other person knows you. He knows you better than you know you, than you know yourself. Because he made you. So it's a bit daft not to listen to him, isn't it? He knows you inside out, and therefore we should listen to him. He made us. Next, Jesus loves us. He loves us. Lots of people in life tell us to do things, but they don't really want the best for us. I know all the time there are adverts where people tell us we must buy these clothes or this toy or this gadget or this latest thing if we really want to be happy. But actually, they don't want the best. They just want to take from us, don't they? They want to take our money. But in Jesus, we meet the God who came to give to us. That's the kind of God he is. He's the one who came to give to us. Look at John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. In Jesus, we meet the God who gives. God, the Father, gave us his Son. Jesus gave his life for us when he died on the cross. And he did that so he can give us eternal life, even though
We don't deserve that at all. Did you know that? You know, because of our sin, we deserve to be cut off from God and shut out of heaven forever. But as we just sang in our new song, God showed us his love when Jesus died for us. And if he loves us that much, well, shouldn't we listen to him as he speaks to us in the Bible? Surely we should listen to someone who loves us to death. Surely we should listen to him. He made us, he loves us, and also he's in charge. Jesus is in charge. I think it's true to say we listen to people more carefully if they're very important. I think that's true, isn't it? So if your teacher says something, then I hope you'll listen to them. But if the head teacher says they want to say something to you, then maybe you'll listen even more carefully, because they're sort of more important, aren't they? Or if a friend of yours says, hey, you're a really good dancer, then you might be pleased that they say that. But if Darcy Bustle says to you, you're a really good dancer, then you'll treasure those words, won't you? Because she's really important. She knows what she's talking about. If you're playing football and one of your mates says, oh, well played, then you think, oh, that's great. But if Gareth Southgate says to you, oh, well played, son, then you think, oh, that's fantastic. You know, because he's like really important when it comes to football. He's the England manager. Isn't that true? We listen more carefully, we should listen more carefully to people if they're more important. Well, there's no one more important than Jesus, is there? Surely not. Because after he died, God raised him to life and gave him the highest throne in heaven. Look at this from Philippians 2. After he died, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Now, just look at that description of Jesus. Just look at it. Look at where his position. He is on the throne. He's got the highest name. And that is who is speaking to us when we open our Bibles. That's who's speaking to us. So shouldn't I be listening to him every day? Shouldn't I listen to the one who made me? Shouldn't I listen to the one who loves me and the one who is now on the throne? Shouldn't we all listen to him? Shouldn't we be hanging on his every word? If he made us, he loves us, and he's on the throne, he's in charge. And do you know what? If we do that, if we listen to Jesus, his words will change us forever. Did you know that? His words will change us forever. Seriously. Did you notice what Jesus said to Martha? He said, Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. It will not be taken away from her. Now, what he means is this, that Jesus speaks about things that will be true forever. And anyone who listens to Jesus' words and lives in the light of them will know him forever and will know all his greatest gifts forever. Perfect acceptance, perfect healing, perfect joy, perfect relationship with God in all eternity. Those things will last forever that Jesus speaks of. And how different that is from all the stuff that keeps us so busy, busy, busy the whole time. You know, those things that are on your list for this week, and you think, oh, I've got such a busy week. Yeah, I know what'll happen this morning. We'll have coffee together and we'll say, how are you doing? How's your week going to be this week? And I bet someone will say, oh, it's really busy. We've got to think of all those things that you've got coming up. We can't help it. We are busy people. But all of those things on our list, they seem so important now. But you know what? In a few years' time, you'll wonder why you got so worked up about lots of them. And I'll tell you this. In 1,000 years' time, you'll scarcely remember them at all. But the words of Jesus, the truth of Jesus, the promises of Jesus in 1,000 years' time will be more precious to you than anything else. So let's stop. Let's take time to prize his words now. And let's pray that he'd help us to do that. We need God's help, don't we? So let's pray that he would do that. Lord, again, thank you so much that you speak to us. We have your words in the Bible, but we pray that you'd help us to find time to listen to you. We are so busy, but help us to be wise. Help us to find time for you, for what is most important. And help us to remember when you open our Bibles that you're the God who made us, who loves us, who's on the throne, and that your words are good and they'll last forever. So help us, we pray, to be people who prize your word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.